Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Cheers! Welcome to episode 26 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. Here we are, already having tech issues for our new format, but
trying a new
location. Yes, we kind of rearranged the office a little bit. If you are somebody who watches us on YouTube versus listening on the streaming platforms, in an effort to make it easier to record weekly as opposed to monthly, I kind of rearranged in here so that the chairs would always be next to each other, because before, the chairs were across the room from each other and I would just move them when we were going to record.
Yeah. And now we have a little white wall behind us. We're gonna maybe get a little something to put on the wall.
Why are you saying it like that? Like we're not gonna get something. It does look silly and empty right now.
I don't know.
We definitely will be getting something for the white wall behind us, because A, it's boring, and B, now that we kind of have a more permanent location for the chairs, it'll be nice to get something that's dedicated to the podcast.
Yeah.
Looked into a couple like neon signs, but they are pricey, y'all.
Yeah, I told Lakin, I feel like I have recommendations because people use them for weddings all the time.
Sure.
But I guess I didn't really think about how expensive they actually are. So,
because when you're planning a wedding that's costing you thousands of dollars,
$300 here and there,
exactly,
is not going to be a huge deal.
A couple hundred bucks for a custom neon sign, you're like, oh, whatever, not a big deal. Mm-hmm. But for us, we're like, okay, that's not inexpensive.
And Sisters Like Us is like a lot of characters, so.
Oh, characters like, I was like,
what are you talking about, you and me?
No,
like letter characters. Yeah. But that's not what I meant. But yeah.
Letter characters. Yeah, it is. And so most of them, you'll look at like the base price and it's for like a 4-letter last name. And then once you start adding in the characters, all of a sudden it's like $400.
I know, yeah. If you just got the word like love, it's like.
Yeah, then it's like $50.
We just had a neon sign. It was like, love. Or
we could just get sisters.
Yeah, it just says us with an arrow pointing.
We could get SLU, S-L-U.
I mean, we could. I thought about that. Ooh. But you could also just get like a
heart star or something.
But like, that's like so.
No, I feel like childish. If we're going to invest in it, it's worth it to get what we actually wanted to get.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Maybe what I said to Allie is we should get like something less expensive from like Home Goods or Target or something.
Yeah.
To fill this white wall. And then I think we should set a goal. And when we hit like a certain episode number or something, then we get it to celebrate.
Yeah. I like that.
Cool.
I feel like our heads like cover it though right now. I feel like it's fine.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think if we put it right here.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you're like, please stop doing this.
Yes.
It's not
Let's
interesting.
Move on.
Okay, so do you have anything you want to start with this week? Or do you want me to go first?
Well, I thought it would be fun to share my thoughts on the Sephora items I got.
Okay, oh, yes.
Because I've used them all. I'm basically wearing them all right now.
Well, it's like one of those, like, get ready with me. I'm wearing all the products on my face right now. Okay. What's your feedback?
Well, what's your feedback on how my makeup looks right now? Do you like it? It's more of, it's like not super intense, but.
I like the way that it looks. It doesn't
look
that different than what you normally do. You maybe look a little bit tanner, but that's probably a.
It's not. See, that's the thing is I didn't get a spray tan this week.
You're also not showing a whole lot of skin right now, so I'm not sure I can really tell.
That's fair. Okay, well, I'll just talk about a couple of them because if you listened last week, I went through basically everything I got. The new Rare Beauty blush highlighter duo that she just came out with, I'm wearing it right now. And I really like it. I'm wearing it on top of the liquid blush.
Okay.
So I feel like I have like a little bit more blush than I usually wear, but I do like it. It's really pigmented. The spray that I was talking about, the Sol de Janeiro spray that I put on actually right before, I was like, oh, I need perfume to record because I-
They can smell this.
Yeah, anyways. Smells straight like a spray. Smells like spray tan. Smells like Versapro.
Yeah, I don't like it. Sorry.
You don't like that?
Uh-uh.
You don't like how I smell right now?
Not really, no.
Like, if you know me, like, my favorite compliment is that I always smell good.
And what's funny is when we were walking today, we passed someone on the street that smelled, I was like, oh, that girl smelled like Allie.
But like, I love that.
Yes. But not what you have on right now.
Okay, so maybe this.
What do you normally wear?
Oh my god, it varies. But like recently, in the past couple months, I've been wearing Glossier U.
Okay.
Bat perfume, because I think it like changes based on who wears it a little bit. It smells really good. So, Ilia mascara, I like it. It's very like, it's not clumpy at all.
No, it's very, your eyelashes look very fluttery.
Yeah, and they're just, it's just light. And yeah. I like that for like summer, because I don't like to wear, because Lash Paradise is thick.
Yeah.
And then I feel like, so the Patrick Ta bronzing duo, I'm also wearing that. I haven't been putting too much on because I've been doing more lighter looks, but it blends so nicely. Like it is just so buttery soft.
So pricey.
It is so pricey, but it is so soft. Like, oh my God. And the only other thing I'll touch on is the Rare Beauty concealer brush, because we were talking about the blendings.
The beauty blender.
Yeah, the beauty blender. So it's funny because I think the concealer brush is more time consuming for sure, because it just like takes longer, but it looks really nice. So I mean, I think I'm just gonna use both. Like, I don't think I'm gonna recycle my beauty blender.
What I've learned from the handful of beauty YouTubers that I watch is that they pick between a concealer brush and a beauty blender depending on the concealer.
Yes, so I feel like I've recently been trying the Anastasia concealer.
You are so bougie with your makeup.
I just really like makeup.
That's fair. And everyone is entitled to spend whatever they want on various things. Some of us like, whatever. We all have different priorities.
But I said in the last episode too, like, I will die on a hill on some of my drugstore makeups. Like, I love it. And like, they're the ones I rebuy all the time. But sometimes I'm like, my idea of treating myself is treating myself to a new product.
That's fair.
But I've been really liking the Anastasia because it is really thick. It's very full coverage, which was really good for my concealer brush.
Yes, I think brushes lend themselves better to like thicker, more full coverage concealers, where like a lighter concealer is better with a beauty blender.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't love that the chairs are facing directly forward and I have to have my head turned like at you the whole time. Like, I kind of wish the chairs were inched in a little bit. We're learning, y'all. We're learning. Okay, to finish off things from last time, I have the makeup remover.
Oh, right.
Makeup eraser thing on my list. So, what? Why are you already laughing?
Because I, like, told myself earlier today, I feel like, and, like, this is no offense to you. I just was like, I feel like she's going to say she hated it just to say she didn't like it because I like it.
I am not that kind of sister.
No, I know. I know. Maybe it's because that's what I would do.
You're a brat if that's what you would do.
Oh my God. Okay, so what did you think?
I didn't hate it.
Okay.
But I didn't love it.
Okay.
But I also have only used it once. Because even though you said when you handed it to me, and for reference, I meant to bring it in here so I could hold it up. It's not very big. And
you can get bigger ones. Like, I have one that's a cloth as well.
Sure. And so you were like, just use a little corner of it and then you can use it multiple days.
Did I say that?
Yes. You don't remember saying that when you handed it to me?
No.
Okay, that's what you said.
Oh, okay.
The size that I had, it was one day. Like, I needed the whole thing to get my makeup off that day. And I don't wear a ton of makeup. And like I mentioned before, I don't wear waterproof mascara. So I think maybe it was the expectation that I wasn't going to have to use both sides, the entire thing, to get all my makeup off. But I do think it did a good job of getting my makeup off.
Yeah, so that's my fault for saying that. I definitely use both sides also, because I think I wear more makeup and I use a full one for like one day. I think what I meant is that,
like, use it.
I don't know what I meant.
Maybe you didn't mean multiple days. Maybe you just meant use each corner and like get it wet and like use it to get your makeup off.
Yeah, so like I drench the whole thing.
Okay.
I get the entire thing wet. And I actually basically use one side to get all of my face makeup off, and then I just flip it around, and then I use
the other side
for like my eyes.
Okay.
But like last night, like I used it in the shower. It's like I like to use it in the shower more because it's just easier, because it's like there's already water.
Well, I've always talked about how I prefer to take my makeup off in the shower.
Yeah, and then it also gets cleaner in the shower because you can like sit there and just like clean it a little bit with like, I don't know, like just like Dove soap or like whatever. But I don't know. Like, for me, it's like I feel like the Neutrogena wipes or anything like have always like irritated my skin in a way.
Oh, same. And so I've always used like those little Almay pads that mom uses. Those eye makeup remover pads.
I can't stand how oily they are.
I only use them on my eyes. I don't use them on my whole face. And then I would use like a cleansing balm to get the face makeup off. Mm. And if I'm in the shower, I don't mind that whole routine. But if I'm not taking a shower, I get water everywhere. I don't like doing it in the sink. And
that's
so,
the other thing. It's very...
Yeah.
Your face does feel clean after you use it, I feel like.
Yeah. No, I still went in with the cleanser afterwards.
Oh, 100%. Same.
But if I'm not trying to get makeup off, I don't feel like I get water everywhere.
Yeah. That's fair.
So I did enjoy it. I think I was like, well, this lasted me one day. And so I either need a bigger one or I need like 7 of them.
Yeah.
And so maybe that was my expectation problem.
Yeah. Well, they're like really cheap too. So you can like get them.
Even you gave me, it was like a name brand one. Cause I'm sure there are off brands too, right? You have the actual makeup
eraser. Oh yeah, so I have off brand ones. That's where, well, it started because Cindy Wade is mentioned in one of these episodes.
I think every time.
Every episode. Shout out Cindy Wade. I know you're listening. So she was the one she's always had this. Like when we were freshmen, she was my sweet mate. Like she had this like long thing that she always used. But yeah, so she's always used it throughout college and now. So she always told me to, and I never was like, oh, like no, like I feel like I'm good with my Neutrogena wipes. And then because it just like didn't make, like how is yeah. that getting my makeup off? Like,
yeah, it doesn't make sense to me either, but it did work.
Yeah. I can't remember where the first one I got. It was definitely like super cheap and it's like not as fuzzy as the one that I gave you. But then the ones that I have now, I just saw like on Black Friday at Nordstrom Rack and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna try this, and I haven't gone back.
Cool. Well, I will continue to use it. I may need to get more.
Yeah. They sell that brand at Ulta, I'm pretty sure.
Well, there's an Ulta not too far from here.
Yeah,
maybe
that
you need
is
to take
so
a field trip.
If you guys don't know, Lakeland lives really close to Ulta, and it is so dangerous. Like, if I lived here, it would be so bad. So bad.
I also have this tiny human who makes leaving the house just, like, that much more work. And so even if we are going to Ulta, which is not that far, it's still effort to leave the house with her.
That's fair.
So it probably helps in that scenario. Also, it's a kind of a small Ulta, so there's not like...
It's not that small.
Well, there was something recently that I looked up and they didn't have in stock. And it was something that I thought was like... I can't remember what it is now. But it was something I didn't think was like that obscure. Mm-hmm. And they just don't carry it at that Ulta. They don't have everything. It's not the biggest Ulta in the city.
Interesting.
I think that's all I have on my list that was kind of a revisit from the last episode.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Okay. I have to shout out the other thing I wrote down. I don't know what it means. And so as we progress with this new methodology, if I'm going to jot down things that I'm not going to bring up for a week, I need to get a little bit more specific because I wrote phone hanging. Couldn't tell you what it means. Any ideas? If you have any idea,
like
what I am talking about.
Like
what?
Hanging up on the phone?
Phone hanging. I don't know. Like, maybe it also auto-corrected. Maybe I meant changing or charging. But I have no idea what I wrote down. So anyways, note to self. Maybe it'll come to me before the next episode. Or maybe I just need to get a little more specific with my notes before we meet again. Either way, I think we both already are loving this new cadence because sitting down and knowing that we're only recording one episode.
It's so nice, you guys, because we just like don't, I feel like by the last one, we're just so drained.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like we said in the reel, hammered and exhausted, yeah, so.
Both good and bad.
I rewatched that reel. I'm literally all like 500 plays of it. Because I
call
like,
you over and over again.
Because I'm like, it's like in my brain.
It's also so nice to know that it's going up sooner so we can talk about more current, recent stuff and it's not like, oh, in 6 weeks from now, right?
Yeah.
There was a point where we were super far ahead and so it is nice that it's not that way.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't have anything else. So do you want to move into the things that people submitted?
Yeah, so there were a couple things that people submitted last week that we didn't get to.
We ran out of time. And we were still, also, if you listened to that episode, we cut ourselves off because we had to get to dinner. Guess who were still the first two at dinner? It was us. Okay.
It was us. We walked really fast. Like, that was kind of a blur.
Yeah, we were buzzed, so that helped.
So buzzed. Oh my god, we should talk about the karaoke bar that we went to.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. So, the rest of that night,
we had a great time.
We had a great time. I should have gone home earlier than I did.
Yeah.
I had a good time until it was like, now I'm...
I was like shocked that she was still out. Like, I was like...
It was my FOMO getting the best of me. I knew, like, Lila was already asleep. And it just, the Sunday version of Lakin who knew Lila was going to wake up at 6 a.m. And she doesn't always wake up at 6, y'all. But for, of course, she knew that mom was going to be out late the night before.
Yeah.
So here's the quick synopsis. We go to dinner for our brother's birthday. We have drinks at dinner. And then we come back and put Lila to bed. And then...
I just want to add in there that I, like, chugged an espresso martini at the end of dinner.
Yeah. Well, I think you didn't capture that we needed to get home because Lila needed to get to bed.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I was...
You were not up on the time.
I was still just vibing.
Yeah. You needed to be like, guys, how much longer are we going to stay? Yeah. And somebody would have told you the time and...
Mark literally was like, you didn't order that, did you? And I'm like, no, I did.
He'd already, like, tried to close out. He'd already tried to pay for dinner.
I'm like, I don't go to... Like, respectfully, like, something about me... Non-negotiable. I'm not going to an Italian restaurant without a espresso martini.
No, that's fair. I think you just needed to order it sooner than you did.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we go to dinner, and then we come back here and put Lila to bed, and then just mom, Allie, and I go to a new karaoke bar. It's not, well, it's new, the new location.
Yeah.
Because I did have somebody, when I posted about it, send me a DM on Instagram saying that they, for their bachelorette party, stayed at an Airbnb near River North location.
Yeah.
And went like every night. And
yeah, I've heard the River North location's way better though.
Well, this one's new, so it needs
so
a little
much
time.
More song selections. I've heard like the Brando's River North has like all songs.
So here's the thing. The song selection on the app that they want you to use was very limited.
Yeah.
We could not find, we looked for a lot of like Disney Channel. They had no High School Musical.
And, like,
they had no like,
I think the craziest thing for me was like Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah, they have like four Taylor songs.
Two.
Okay.
Tim McGraw and Teardrops on My Guitar. Like, okay, good songs. But like the most iconic karaoke songs like Love Story, You Belong With Me. Like where?
Yeah. So then I made a comment about it to the bartender and he said, well, if you just go up there and tell her you want a different song, she'll find it like on YouTube. And she seemed to be doing that for other people, but when Allie implied that for us, she was like kind of rude.
Yeah, I go up to her and she's like, it's whatever's on the app. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
And then like continuously other people were going up there and like Seven Things I Hate About You by Miley Cyrus.
Oh yes, was not on the app and somebody sang it.
Like, I was just like frustrated because like the songs that they had just sucked.
Yeah. We ended up singing You're the One That I Want from Grease.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sang Before He Cheats.
Which I discovered is my new karaoke song.
It was a good time.
Clearly we killed it.
We definitely killed it. Not enough to share the video with any of you, but...
Yeah, sorry. But do you want me to tell the second half?
Sure.
So then mom left because she had to go to bed.
Mom's responsible and at 9:30 maybe.
But it's never like she's never.
I know. I'm not sure. I think if it had been just you and mom, she would not have done that. But she was like, oh, Lakin, you're here. So I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Anyways, so I told Lakin, I'm like, I really want to sing Don't Stop Believin' because it's another song I really like to sing.
And when you put it in, we were probably 15th.
Yes.
In line.
And me and Lakin, we're sitting there. We probably had two more rounds of drinks each. And like, we're like, wow, it's been an hour.
Yeah.
And like, we would go and look at it and be like, oh, like now we're 8th. And then like, for some reason, we just dropped back to like 11th or something. And I was so upset. I was so frustrated. So I walk up to her and I go, we have been waiting for like an hour and a half and we're 11th or something.
Yeah.
Or I told her that we were.
No, you said we were 8th and now we're 11th.
Yeah. And she was like, well, people who tip more go first.
Which
like,
is fair. And that happens at karaoke bars.
But
it happens at piano bars. But we need to know that. To me, when you have an app like that and you put your name in and you're in order, in my mind, that's the order. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, I forgot that you could add a tip on the app.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Oh, okay. Regardless, it's not a new concept for karaoke bars, piano bars, whatever.
Yeah.
But earlier in the night when there were less people there, that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Whatever number we were and whoever we were behind, and it stayed in the same order.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, as it got later in the night, that was not the case. And there were multiple groups of people we had like talked about meeting up with, and both your roommates and our future sister-in-law. And so it's not like it was whether we were going to sit there and wait for our turn or go home. It was, we're going to sit here and wait for our turn or go meet up with people.
Yeah. And it was just,
so that was the problem.
Yeah. And then it was,
finally we gave up.
And then, but it was annoying because then we gave up and then we went out and then everyone was like, I'm going home.
Well, we went and met up with your roommates. And they, because they were across the street.
Yeah.
So that was easy. That one I didn't feel like, oh, I need to go home. And I haven't seen Sydney Wade. I don't see her often. So I was like, let's go across the street and say hi. Yeah, we were there for 5 minutes and they were ready to go home. Then we called an Uber to go meet up with our future sister-in-law and her friends. That is when I should have gone home. We should have double Ubered.
I had so many tequila sodas that night. I don't know how I was still standing.
That night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't worry, I got my Taco Bell, but.
Okay, is that it about last weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a good time.
It was a good weekend. Okay, so there were a couple of things that you guys said last week that we did talk about. Like my friend Rachel said to talk about JoJo Siwa.
We talked about that.
And then someone asked about our age gap, which we added that into our intro.
Yeah, we debated in the intro whether we would say that we're 9 years apart, or we decided to go with our actual ages so that you understand what actual generations we're a part of, right? So we could be 9 years apart and be in different generations.
Well, I guess we could also be 20-something and 30-something and I could be like 29, but I'm not.
But if that were the case, we would not be in different generations because a 29 and a 39-year-old would both be millennials. And then we almost said our actual ages, which right now, as of like the filming the new intro and this episode, we're 10 years apart because I've already turned 33 and Allie's still 23.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to re-record the intro every time one of us has a birthday.
Because I'll be 24 in a few.
Very soon.
Yeah. So first question. Chicago things, best things to do with family in Chicago, in the Chicago area.
So I first have to say, I have always struggled with the messages I get. I had this a lot in New York, where people would send me DMs or messages or comments or whatever and say, I'm coming to New York, what are your recommendations? And that is just unfortunately so vague that it is so hard to answer successfully.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you, like, it was just, I struggled.
I feel like you talked about this in the New York City versus Chicago episode.
I think I did. And I said, it is so much more beneficial for you to get very specific. I want an Italian restaurant in this neighborhood. I want a coffee shop in this area. I want a show that gives off this vibes, right? I very much like when somebody asks for a more specific recommendation.
Yeah.
That makes it easier. So this one, it's like, well, family could mean a bunch of teenagers. So it's so hard to answer this without knowing what ages we're talking about in terms of family.
Yeah, like I feel like I could recommend to definitely listen to that episode,
mm-hmm.
but also...
Yeah, in the Chicago versus New York episodes, we did give some generic recommendations.
Yeah, but also, like, if you have restaurant recommendations, like, you can totally DM us because
yes.
I, like, feel like I know the restaurant scene pretty well. And then, like, I would say, like, anything, like, any, like, activities, like, the museums are great here.
I love the aquarium and I love the planetarium.
Yeah, and just, I mean, you really can't go wrong. Like, I think... Like, we're talking, like, summer, like, Segway tours, like, we've done that before.
Right, and but again, that depends. Are you talking a kid in a stroller? Are you talking somebody who can ride a Segway? You know, I'm not going to take Lila on a Segway tour.
Yeah, but yes. Like, there's a lot of boat tours.
Yes,
like
boat tours.
Navy Pier, like, you know, all of those, like, basic things. But if you're looking for something, like, more specific, like, just DM us.
Yes.
And we can answer your question.
Yes. We also always, and I think we said this in the other episode, the architecture tour. I know you don't think it's as great.
It's not that I don't think it's great. I think it's great if you've never been to
yes.
Chicago before.
Yes.
I just, because we always had people visiting, I have done it
so many times. That's fair.
probably 5 times, and I just,
That's fair. But if you have never been to Chicago and or have never done the architecture tour, highly recommend.
Yeah, no, it's cool. And like I will say, like for the first couple, like 3 times I went, I did learn something new every time. But now that we have the boat during the summer, we have our own personal architecture tour.
Bonnie's architecture tour.
I don't know why I just said Bonnie.
No, but that's what we call it, Bonnie's architecture tour.
I know, but I was like, yeah, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
And I'm like,
Mom.
Yeah, Mom, you're just Bonnie. Not that you listen, but Bonnie.
I know, Mom, if you would just listen to the podcast.
Yeah, she would like text us in the group chat and be like, oh my God, I just heard that you said my name. Like, yeah, well, you don't listen, so. Anyway.
Wait, so on those same topic, it wasn't in the question box. It was a DM that somebody sent me, but it's the same topic. What each of you likes to do in the city? What is your perfect weekend in the city?
I love this question. Cindy Wade asks me this question all the time. She goes, if you had like someone who's never been to Chicago, like what would your weekend look like?
Go for it. Cause I don't feel like I can answer this yet.
Okay, so I feel like for me, I could go in a couple different directions in this because I just have a lot of favorites, but okay.
Let's pretend.
Or like a Saturday?
No. Let's pretend you went to college out of state. Okay? And you have friends that have never been to Chicago, that grew up in Pennsylvania, and you went to school with them in a different state, and now you live in the city, and they're coming to visit you for the weekend. So they're your age, they've never been to the city. Let's say they get in at the end of the workday Friday. So you've got 5 p.m.
Okay.
Friday through Sunday afternoon.
Okay, so Friday night would definitely be Baba Riba. So we hit Baba Riba at like a good like 7 p.m., all the good stuff.
Which is a reservation you probably gotta make a month in advance. Yeah,
all the sangria, all the good stuff. Then, oh my God, this is so hard to do on the spot. Like there's so much pressure. So Saturday, Yeah, so Friday, I would probably take them to West Loop to, like, Goodnight John Boy. Like, that's, like, Sydney, shout out Sydney Wade. Like, she's, like, basically the rep. Like, it's just, like, so fun. It's, like, disco. It's, like, just a good time.
Okay.
So I feel like that's where I would go. Saturday night,
It lasts the whole day.
okay, so Saturday brunch. See, like, picking the restaurants is going to be what's hard for me.
You can pause for a sec.
I'm gonna look at my Belly app. If you don't have Belly, oh my God, like the way I could make a whole ad for this app. So Belly.
I actually don't know what it is.
It's like Goodreads for restaurants.
Oh,
it's so fun.
So
I basically have all the places I've been, want to try, and recommendations.
Okay, wait, as soon as we're done recording this, you need to tell my husband about this because this is so up his alley.
And so basically the ratings are based off of what you rate other things. So like for example, like Armitage Ale House, I have it like 9.9. But if I went somewhere else, like it would compare it and then I would like choose. It won't compare like Armitage Ale House to like the Wiener Circle, but it'll compare like
the Wiener
Circle. It'll compare like Olivita to, you know, Cortino.
I get it. Okay.
So that being said, and money's not an option.
Yeah. In this fun land scenario, money is no object.
Okay. So I would say
you don't even have to pick an exact restaurant if you don't want to.
Okay. I would just say like we'd spend Saturday just kind of like exploring. Like I love to walk around Lincoln Park. I love to like go to the places that like they would want to see, like whether that be like Navy Pier or like kind of Grant Park, you know, just to show them the city
and get a brunch.
But I'm more of like a dinner gal, so I would 150% take them probably to Avli, or I would very likely take them to Sunda.
I've never even heard of either of these.
So Avli is like a Greek restaurant. It's amazing. It's on the park. Obli's the one that there's like one in Lincoln Park, there's one in River North, and I was telling Dan about it in the car.
When have I been there?
No, I was just talking about it in the car.
Oh, so I've heard about it then.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
But the Obli,
I was in the way back seat.
Yeah, but Obli on the park is like in Streeterville, like on the river. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be really pretty to do that. Or sunda. Sunda is like an Asian cuisine, but it's like so good. So good. Anyway, so one of those two definitely for dinner. And then drinks at either like, I love the Carryman or like Guilt Bar, like something like super, or Money Gun. There, it's basically a place that they take like the, like drink, like an old fashioned or like a Long Island iced tea or a Bee's Knees or whatever, and like basically like recreate it into like their version of it. And it's like very speakeasy vibes. And it's so awesome.
I want to go to there.
We should, because it's amazing. So there maybe. And then obviously end the night at Redhead Piano Bar.
Obviously.
Shout out Dario because he plays on Saturday night. And then yeah, I think Sunday, just hit La Colombe, a little hangover walk, a little Beacon Donuts. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I could recreate a perfect weekend in Chicago a million different ways.
That's fair.
I feel like it's just, yeah, Chicago's the best.
That's fair. I don't feel like I could get specific about where. I feel like I'm also 9 years older, right? So I feel like I would start with like a wine bar. There's one that happens to be in my neighborhood that I love. They're also so Lila friendly, and they don't mind at all when I bring her. And so sorry.
Cruise?
No, the wine bar that's on Broadway, Barrel.
I didn't know you had a wine bar on Broadway.
Yeah, it's between like Oakdale and Diversey on the east side.
Oh, Mom and I went there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that place. And Lila loves that place.
Okay.
And so I feel like I would start there, and we would have a glass of wine to start. And then dinner, I have TBD on the dinner because I don't know the restaurants as well as you do. And because we are not as going out, we would probably like go home and play games, which is exactly what me and we had friends in town the last few days, and that's what we did at night. Now it was also a Wednesday and a Thursday, but we went home and played games and had drinks when the babies went to bed.
Love it.
And then Saturday, depending on the time of year, today the Lincoln Park Farmers Market is back.
Oh.
And that would have been,
yeah, I would have done that too.
Yeah, I wish we would have gone down there today because the weather was beautiful. I just wasn't in the mood for getting all the way down there without Mom's house. Not that I can't go to Mom's house because she's not there, but you're there. But still.
I woke up at 11 tonight. So.
Yeah, you would have been asleep if I, like, because I feel like I would want to walk down there and hit it up and then take Lila to take a nap. And that would be the vibe. Mm-hmm. And then if they've never been to Chicago, I would take them on the architecture tour. And then stay down near there, like on the river, do cocktails at something with a view, like Cindy's or... Like
I've never been to Cindy's.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've been with Mom. It's fun. I mean, it's about the view. That's why you're going.
Yeah.
And then, depending on who it is.
For my birthday.
For brunch? Or for your dinner, fancy dinner thing. And then, depending on who it is, a show, potentially. It depends. If it's people visiting from New York, no, not a show. They have shows in New York. If it's people visiting from Texas, do you want to go see a show? And that would be on my list as well.
I would love to do like a comedy show.
Oh yeah, or comedy show. Yeah, that's a good one.
I would potentially do that, yeah.
And then obviously a brunch somehow. But that's a fun question that I feel like, yeah, you can do it a million different ways.
I enjoyed that question.
Anything else from submissions from you?
So favorite specific skincare makeup products. I feel like we kind of touched on this, but is there any like one skincare and one makeup product that are like you cannot live without?
So I don't know if this counts as skincare or not, but the one like high-end thing that I will always continue to buy is the Supergoop matte sunscreen. So I know I told you this in that beauty episode. Like
I got it since you told me that.
Yes.
Because I'm like, oh yeah, especially with my skin, like I
sunscreen every single day. You get damaged through windows. Like sunscreen every single day before you put makeup on. And that's my favorite. Like I will die on a hill for that,
yeah,
that sunscreen. And then makeup wise, I mean, I know I talked about the Good Cosmetics mascara last episode, but the Wet n Wild tinted moisturizer. I love that stuff.
Interesting.
And the price point is
okay.
What about you?
So I feel like mine kind of goes a little bit with that. Like my must-have makeup always, even if I'm not wearing makeup, then this is going on my face, is the L'Oreal Lumi Glow Glotion, which is basically just like a glow. It's kind of like the Drunk Elephant bronzing drops.
Got it. Okay.
It's like, you know, Elf just came out with bronzing drops, which I really want to try. But like, it's basically that. So that's what kind of gives me like that like glow, that like more tanned look, which I get complimented on it a lot.
What was that word you just used?
I tried to say I get complicated. Wait. I get complimented on that a lot. Okay. That I glow a little bit. I glow. So something about me is like I'm not a huge skincare person. I use very basic products.
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
CeraVe, like, you know, just cleanser. And then I literally use like a Naveena just like soft lotion that I just like put on my face. And I would die on a hill without it. Like,
tell me you're 23 without telling me you're 23.
What?
Because I feel like the older I got, the more I needed to be thoughtful about my skincare choices.
I mean, I haven't really had any issues with my skin.
Yes, because you're 23. Well, all right. I have one more question that somebody actually commented this a long time ago, and we never got a chance to touch on it because trying to put it into like an episode was proving difficult. And that's one of the beautiful things about this format is we can just bring it up. So curious on thoughts around generations and traditions, like family values, quality of time. I think what they're asking is like spending time with people, and do we differ on that based on our generations, or how, like, what are our thoughts on that? And I can start because I looked at the question, so I have time to think about it. I personally think that's a how you're raised thing and not a generational thing. Now, don't get me wrong. It does sometimes feel like the older generations want more quality time than our, like, even mine, or in obviously your younger generations. But I also think there is something to be said for your family and how you're raised, and our family very much wants to spend time together. And we prioritize spending time together, and regardless of your age, like making sure we all go out to meals for our birthdays and making sure that we see each other regularly. And I just feel like that's a family thing as opposed to a generational thing for us anyways.
Yeah, I feel like I agree. That's a hard question.
Mm-hmm. It's a loaded topic to just like throw in here, sorry.
Yeah, but I would definitely agree. I don't think that has a lot to do with generational differences. But I mean, I think that it can, but I don't think in our case it does.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair. I'm sure there are families where the older generation wants to spend more time and the younger generation doesn't. And so it feels generational, I guess. But
maybe if like we had had, like, there were more people that, like, I don't know, if there were more of us that, if we had more of a split, I guess, between.
But I even think they're asking, like, between, like, parents and grandparents versus, like, the children. And I don't think that's fair. Like, true. I don't think Mom and Mark want to spend more time together than we want to spend with them.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
No, I agree.
And now, at the same time, we don't have anybody from the next generation close by. Like, none of our grandparents are close by, and so we don't have that. But truly, I feel like we would want to spend time with them.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I lived driving distance from my Mima, I wanted to see her all the time.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I don't know. In that same comment, it says related, but I feel like it's different. Overscheduling versus having more free time. I don't think that's a generational issue. I think that's a society, like where our society has trended issue. I think it's, we feel all this pressure to be scheduled all the time and have things going on all the time.
It's like a huge, like it is quite literally.
Even today you were like, I don't want to go join you for swim because I want to take a break and have some time to relax.
And then I still made plans to go to lunch because it's like, I feel like I spent so long being like in the past, like, year being like, okay, this is my like say yes to life era, like I'm just gonna say yes.
Yep.
And like it was fun. But like, oh my god, like I forgot what it's like how to say no.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I don't find myself a lot in those positions where I'm just doing nothing. But I also like recently am like, am I like addicted to like being stressed? because I tend to make a lot of unstressful situations very stressful for no reason.
We don't have time to tackle that topic. You are addicted to being stressed, and you constantly, I think, try to make it more complicated and more difficult than it needs to be.
And it's so annoying because my inner, like my inner self, like fights myself on it, where I'm like, just slow down, like just stop, like just take a deep breath, just like you don't need to like freak out about this. And then, yeah, but anyways.
Well, that I almost feel like we should write down and talk about next week, because
I'll make a mental note
or an actual note, because we've got to wrap this up. Because my dad is in town and we have dinner plans. I can hear that my peanut is awake and we have plans with granddad. So we need to wrap this up. Are you writing it down?
Yes. Okay. Sorry, I was writing it down.
Good. All right, if you are on YouTube, we would appreciate a thumbs up and a subscribe if you're not already. And if you are listening on any of the podcast platforms, we would appreciate a 5-star review. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and just continue to send us questions and stuff. We'll always like touch on them.
Yes. Yeah. I think some weeks will probably be more like we have topics to talk about with each other heavy, and some weeks will be more your topic suggestions or questions. But always feel free to DM us, and then we're going to try to do a good job of posting a box on our story, Instagram stories, right before we record, so you can always throw them there too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.